Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Ayin Dalet 74, as we continue in the Asaf Prakim, which we just started last time in this Sefer Shlishi, in the third Sefer of five books of Tehillim. So Ayin Gimel started Mizmar LaAsaf. We spoke about Tzadik Baralo, Rashi Vatovlo, and this Perek is maybe about the most extreme example of that. It's about Klal Yisrael and Galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you act as if this Hester Panim, as if you don't care about us, David HaMelech says. And this Mizbor is split up into three parts. The first part is the Tluna and the complaining. Hashem, where are you? Look what's happening. And it's a Chilul Hashem, not just complaining about us personally, but it's a Chilul Hashem. Part two is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know you are in charge. We know you did all Nisim in history. Ma'aseh Breishis, Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Nisim throughout history we know are from you. And part three, where we daven. Where we daven Tchina to help remove our enemies and to save us. That is the structure, the three parts of this Mizmar, which again is an example of what we were just speaking about in the previous Mizmar. If you look in the Das Mikra here, he says, Ikert Sa'aro Shalom Shorer, Eino Ella al Churban Kishela Atzmo. It's not just based on the Churban itself, Ella al Divrei HaCheref HaGiduf. It's the blasphemy shall ha'oivim hanavalim of the disgusting enemies. Utchinaso shalom ashoer here, and the tefillah of the singer of David HaMelech, sheyitva Hashem mide oivav es kvod shmo hamachulal. To be toveya, the kvod Hashem, mizimas ha'oivim, he continues. Right, when I quote the Das Mikra, I think it's Amos Chacham who did this volume. Yeah. Did an amazing job, as we have pointed out. Mizimas ha'oivim lahashminas Yisrael, he rak prat, their fight against the Jews is because they're really fighting against the God of the Jews. And the Meshower David is medame the enemies to the ones that destroy the Beis Hamikdash. And this could be, again, this whole Mizmar could be relating to, when we talk about destruction, it could be about Bais Rishon, which remember, David HaMelech is saying this hundreds of years before the Churban. It could be relating to Bais Sheni. There are parallels between Eicha and this Perek. There are a number of psukim that parallel. So there's different connections that we have here between this Mizmar and other Svarim. So let's get right into it. Maskil Asaf, Lama Elokim Zanachtel Netzach. Well, we say this Mizmar sometimes at times of Tsaris. Why, Hashem, why have you left us? Lanetzach. You've left us for forever. And what do you mean forever? What do you mean forever? Yesha, let's just finish. Yeshan Apcha Bitzon Marisecha. Right, your anger has been spread out on the sheep that you are the Roeh, right? Aren't you supposed to be the Roeh? A Roeh, a shepherd, is supposed to take care of the sheep, as we say in other prakim of Tehillim. And yet here at Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like you have forgotten us. The Rinas Yisla points out that Lanetzach, right, it's against Chazal. Right? Look at the first Rashi in Eicha, where we say, Ha'isa ke'almana. We're like an almana, but not really like an almana, because an almana is somebody whose husband died. And Yerushalayim, the husband didn't die. It's just that Klal Yisrael have left, and there's galus, right? That's the Eicha. Haisa almana einksiv kan ela ke almana ki isha shahalak bailam dina sayam v'daito lachzor aleha. And that's what Asaf is saying here, right? We're like halak baila. So where is the bow, right? We're only kalmana, so we're waiting for you to come back. Zachar adascha, remember your Ada, kanisa kedem, that you formed. You formed earlier, right? Hashem was Kone Shemayim Varetz. Ga'alta Sheva Nachlasecha. You were Goel, the Shevet of your Nachla. Hart Sion Zeshachantabo, the Hart Sion, Yerushalayim that you rested on. You rested on, that means the Shechina never left. Right? We know the Rambam tells us, Paskins, that the whole discussion of Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asalavo, or Lo Kitchel Asalavo, that's only about the rest of Eretz Yisrael, not about Makom HaMikdash. Makom HaMikdash is forever. That's what we say to Hashem here. Hart Sion Zeh Shachantabo. You rested your Shechina. What does the word Shechina come from? The word Shochein means to rest on. So Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina rested on that spot. And that's not up for discussion of whether that is La'asi Lavo or Na La'asi Lavo. Right? The Rambam tells us in Perek Vav, Avilchus Beis HaBechira, Lefichach ubamen niskatcha b'gdusha rishonah shkitcha shlomo shehu kideish v'azor v'yushlayim l'shaydev kideish v'zolash lavo. Lefichach makriv v'karbanas kulanav v'shein sham bayis v'chulu. And the Rambam says, Lama ani omer v'mikdash v'yushlayim k'dusha rishonah k'dusha l'asa lavo k'dusha shayar esh yisrael l'yim shviyas v'maisris lo k'dusha l'asa lavo. Why do I say there's a there's a difference between the rest of Eretz Yisrael and Harabayis, or Bankam HaMikdash, Lefisha Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim, Mepnei HaShechina. V'Shechina Eina Betela. V'Hari Omer, V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashaychem. V'Yomer Chacham, Afabisha Shomem Min, B'Kedushas HaNein Omdin. And that's what we see here. Atzion says, Shachanta Barashem, you rested here. So please, you have to, come back, please. Come back, please. Also, interesting, we say, Shevet Nachalasecha. We're only one Shevet. Shevet Nachalasecha. Says the Radak. Zachar Kala Shvatim Ke'echad. All the Shvatim are mentioned as one. Lefisha Hayu Miyuchadim B'Mitzrayim. Bein Am Acher. Because once we're in Galus throughout the other nations, we're one Shevet. When we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're many Shvatim. When we're outside, we're one Shevet. Wow. Veheim hayusham nachlas Hashem kruim bishmo. They're one shevet. The Briska Rav has a thought in Parshas Vayechi, where he discusses on the pasuk that the Ephraim and Manasseh were raised up to the level of shvatim. Shnei vanecha nolodim, right? The Ephraim and Manasseh kruim v'shimon yuli. So the pasuk, the Targum Unkelus says lekahal amim lekinshas shivtin. Ratzal Omar says the Griz, the Nemra Bazeh Haftacha Aladin Shal Shvatim. Right, the Gemara says, Gemiri Lokala Shivta. I think Gemara in Yesh Nochalin. Right, the Shevet will always continue. Veneschadish Bazeh Din Shal Shvatim. Venemra Shal Macharkach Ves Haaretz Rasul Shal Haaretz Tekamke Tichalak Lishvatim. Vezeo Shamar Liyosef. The Acharation is Chadish Din Shal Shvatim. Ubezet is Gam Chalukas Haaretz. Chalukas Haaretz is only once there's a concept of Shvatim. And that's the bracha. Umabir Adavar explains the grace. Tekivat sha'aso osam shvatim, and meilo yeshlem habris shel shvatim. She'is kaimu la'olam. Gemiri d'lokal ha'shifta, as it says in Baba Basra, kuftez vav. And that's also, he says, is the pshat of the psukim. Zachor la'avraham li'isak li'yisrael avadecha. Remember, Tavar Yisrael, asher nishbata lehem bach, vatetaber alehem. You swore to them and you told them, Arbe ezarachem kochochvei hashemayim v'chal haaretz hazos asherabati yatin lezarachem. So first arbe ezarachem and then aretz hazos. What's the connection? L'chorei nemuvan ma inyan haftachas haaretz l'kan. What does the haftachas haaretz have to do? U'maytzarach lahosef ala shvua shel arbe ezarachem ulam nirat dinei Hakadosh Baruch Hu amar leMoshe ve'eseus chol goy gadol da'habris kruso la'avos va'idei zehu shis kermosha acha betfilaso shvuas haftachas haaretz Hakadosh Baruch Hu evtich. This Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's davening that don't destroy the Jewish people, he's saying, you promised to the Shvatim, and coming from me? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So that's the importance of the Bris HaShvatim, but when we're in Galus, says the Radak, says David HaMelech, we're all one Shevet. We're all united. Zachar Adas Chal Kiddis HaKedem Gal Teshevet Ahlasecha Hashem, please lift up your footsteps, your pa'amonim to save us. Kol heira oyeva kodesh. Could meanwhile they're doing evilness in the kodesh. Sha'agut zorecha b'kerav mo'adecha. Your enemies have roared in your mo'adim. What's your mo'adim? That's the Beis Hamikdash, right? In the place where we got together on the mo'adim. Rashi, who Beis Hamikdash? Asher nemra bo v'no'aditi l'chasham. Some osos, they have put their signs as signs. Meaning we have our own signs. We have tefillin and we have Shabbos. They put their signs instead. Yivada kimevi lamala. It appears to them as if they're having an effect lamala. Kimevi lamala. Bisvach es kardumos. When they bring their axes and break things. Rashi quotes here. Noda ha'oyev kshayamake b'sharei pischei ha'mikdash. They think they're having an effect in Shemayim, and there's a Gemara like that in Sanhedrin, Sadevav. They think they're having an effect upstairs. But Hashem, we know that it's not true, but this is the Chil Hashem, right? The Gemara has a Lashon in Sanhedrin, that Titus think he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he already ground up ground flour. Right? What does that mean? It means the Kedusha already left. Kedusha already left that spot, right? Titus thought he was accomplishing a lot. The Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav, Titus stabs the Parochas, as we know. The Gemara says, Titus, Zetitus Arasha, Shachiref Vegidef, Klapi Mala, Ma'asa Tafa Zona Biyado, Venechas Veis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Vitzia Sefer Torah, he took a Sefer Torah, he rolled it out, and he did a Maisa's Nus on the Sefer Torah. Vafarla Avarla Avera, Vitatal Saif, Vegidar Saparoches, he stabbed the Paroches, Venasa Nes, Vahyadamba Vatspates, Vyotse, and blood started shooting out, right? What does that mean? Blood started shooting out? Tosfos there says, Lahodia, Tekasha lifnei hamakom churban beis hamikdash. It's ki'ilu Hashem is bleeding and it's so painful for him. Kisavar haragas atzmo. He thought that he killed Hashem. Sheneemar, quotes our pasuk. Sha'agu tzarecha bekerav moadecha. Our enemies screamed out in your Beis HaMikdash. Samu ososam osos. They thought that they accomplished. They put their signs as signs, and they thought they killed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chulu, and he continues, Ma'asa, and he took the parochas off, and he wrapped some kelim in, then he took it on the boat. Okay, but that's the pasuk. He thought they had an effect upstairs. Va'ata pitucheha yachad. And now pitucheha, all of the beautiful jewelry and ornaments together, v'kashil v'chela pos yahalom, when they are being crushed by different types of weapons and tools. Kashil and chela pos are different types of chiseling and crushing tools. So they're flattening any type of vestige of any type, any connection to Am Yisrael, right? Ad hayom hazeh. Our enemies don't want to allow us to even have the history connected to the Beis HaMikdash, revisionist history, but that's what they did then. They were flattening everything. Shilchu ba'esh mikdashecha. You have sent your fire. We realize Hashem is from you. Shilchu, or maybe shilchu ba'esh mikdashecha, they. Right? They sent the fire, but obviously the context is that Hashem is allowing it. Shilchu ba'esh mikdashecha, they sent the fire into your mikdash. We know the fire started in the middle of the afternoon of Tisha B'Av, and Rabbi Yochanan Tainus Chavtes wanted to bake Tisha B'Av, the 10th of Av, but the Gemara says you go by the beginnings. La aretz chilulu mishkan shemecha. They have desecrated the mishkan. Amru belibam. They said in their names, ninam, their officers, they said, yachad, sarfu kol moade el ba'aretz. They have burned all of the batei mikdash. What do you mean? Kol moade? Rashi said before, moadecha means beis ha-mikdash. So here Rashi says, plishtim echrivu shilo, nevuchanetzer hechra beis rishon, Romeum hichrivu bayisheni. So this is what David HaMelech sees in Benavua. Oso seinu lo ra'inu. We haven't found our osos. We don't see our radak. Osos ha-ge'ula. We haven't yet seen. Ein od navi. There's no other navi, right? Since we have galus, radak. Misha mesu chagez chay malachi lo hoya lanu od navi lahagido asidos. Right? Bayisheni. He's combining bayisheni, bayisheni. V'lo itanu yodeya adma. We don't know how long it's going to be. Right? The double lashon of Ein od oso seinu lo ra'inu, ein od navi. Interesting. So the Rinas Yisrael connects this to the Rambam says that there are two reasons why one would get nevua. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Zayin in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah. Hanavi efshar shetia nevuaso la'atzmo bilvad. A navi, it's possible that he'll get nevua just for himself. La'harchiv libo ulahosev daito. To bring up his avodas Hashem. Ad sheyeda mashalo yodea me'oso nedram ha'gdolim. That he'll understand things they didn't know before. The Afshar, that's interesting. I don't know if everybody would agree to that. That a Navi always only could get something for himself. Maybe that's the certain types of Naviim. The Afshar, she yeshulach la'am me'ami ha'aretz, o la'am she'ir o mamlacha, or he sent to a message. Livvonein otam, from the word bina, to give them understanding. Ula hodi'am mayasu olim noah osami masam aram shaviyadehem, like Yonah and Inve. Ukshem shalchin oso, nosen lo osu mofes. And when he sends them, he gives them an os or a mofes. Kadesha yedu ha'am shakel shalacho be'emetz. So the type of navi that comes to give deliver a message requires an os. But just for himself, he trusts that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, we don't have either type here. Right? Ein or ein oso seinu lo reinu edo navi. We don't know when Mashiach's coming. Ad masa elokim, yecharev tsar, how much Hashem will the enemy, will the tsar blaspheme? Yenoetz ha'oyev shimcha. They reject and blaspheme your name. Hashem, it's not just about us. It's about when Am Yisrael is downtrodden and we recognize that the Shem Hashem, the power of Amalek, lama tashav yachavi minecha, why do you take your hand away? Mikerev chaykha kale, please, from your bosom. Mikerev kale, right? Let it come out and destroy. Here we go. So now we get to part two. This is the recognition that Hashem is all powerful. Ve'elokim malki mikadem, Hashem is my king. Po'el Yeshua's bekerev ha'aretz. He is the Po'el Yeshua's. He could do salvations. Atafo rarta va'azcha yam, right? You destroyed with your strength in the yam. Shibarta rashi taninim al hamayim. Right? Pashas is Kriyas Yamsuf and other events related. Interesting that we know that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim every single day. Part of that mitzvah, the Gemara says, and we do it, is Kriyas Yamsuf. If we don't mention Kriyas Yamsuf, we're not the Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. And that's why both in Ve'emunah Kazos and in V'yatzav V'nachon, we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. That's part of the story. We don't even talk about all the Makos. We talk about Makos Bechoros, and we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's referred to here. Atzari Tzasta Rosh Levyasan. You crushed the heads of the Levyasan. Titnano Ma'achal. You gave it as food. La'am Litziyim for the Am when they were thirsty. Atova Kata Mayin Vanachal. You broke through the Mayanos. Atova Vashta Naros Esan. You could dry up a huge river. L'chayom Af L'chalayla. To you is day, to you is night. What is that? The Radak says, whether it's the Geulos, like symbolized by Yom, whether it's the Tzara, symbolizes by Laila, we know it's all you. Rashi says also, L'cha Yom Geula Samsha Yisrael, Af L'cha Laila, V'imcha Hayu B'Tzaras HaLaila. It's all from you. Atach Yinosa Marav HaShamesh. You made the light. Atari Tzasa Kol Geulos Aretz. You made all the boundaries of the earth. Kayitz V'choref Atari Tzartam. Summer and winter. The Radak says that we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did opposites. In Maisa Bracious. Opposites. Yom, Laila, Kayetz, Choref. Lefisha Zachar HaHefechim. Sha'asa Yeshuas LeYisrael Asas HaYavish Lach V'alach Yavish. Sometimes Hashem poured down water to save us. Sometimes He dried things up to save us. So once He says that, opposites. So He says all different opposites that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of. Kemo Sha'asa B'zman HaBriya. He made opposite Teva. V'zeh Hefech Zeh. V'kulam Bram Kain Davar V'hipucho L'tzarech HaBruim. And Hashem did it all for the Ar Tzarech. So that's part two. Now we get to part three. Hashem, given this that we know you're all powerful, please save us. V'zachar zos oyev cheref Hashem. Remember what he's blaspheming. V'am naval ni'atsu shemecha. And this terrible nation is destroying your name. Al titim l'chayas nefesh torecha. Don't give to the chayas nefesh. Don't give to wild animals. Torecha, your tor, your dove. Rabbi Yisrael is compared to a dove. Why is it compared to a dove? A dove is monogamous. A dove only has one partner, Rashi says. HaTorah zeh, mishemes hazachar ben zuga eina misdaveges la'acher. When its mate dies, doesn't go to anybody else. Af Yisrael lo hechlifucha be'el acher. So to the Jewish people, right? We have not given anybody, we have not gone over. Af al pisha richata mihem b'hayu ka'almana. Like we're getting back to the beginning. So please don't let your Torah be swallowed up. Chayas aniyecha, the chayas of your poor al tishkach lenesach. Don't the life of your aniyim. Do not forget. Habeit labris. Please look at the bris. Look at the bris pein habesorim. Remember that promise that you made. Ki malu machashachei eretz naos hamas. Because the land is full of those who darken the land and those that prefer robbery. Please, Hashem, remember your bris. Remember the sefer hikarim in Maimer Dalet towards the end of the sefer. He says, what was the bris pein habesorim? Hashem made us His other half. His other half. And that's why the minhag that Rashi quotes earlier in Brachos is that the minhag of Kursei Bris was to cut an animal in half and walk in between the two. What a strange way to make a bris. No, the point is that symbolizes by a bris. It's taking two and making two halves and making it into one. Hashem, that's what you did. We are your other half. So therefore we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, this is what we're waiting for you. Al Yashov Dach Nichlam, right? Don't turn away the destitute. The Dach Nichlam, Aniva Evyon, Yahalu Shemecha. They will eventually praise you. Don't turn them away, meaning us. Don't turn us away. The Rambam quotes this halacha, this pasuk in Matnas Aniyim. We should never turn somebody away empty-handed. Ani Amachazar Al Apsachim says the Rambam, Einis Kakin Lo Lamatanam Ruba. You don't have to give him a ton. Avonosun Lamatanam Muetas. If somebody's just knocking on the doors, give him something small. Va'asar Lahachzar Asani Shesha Al Reikam. You can't give him nothing. V'yafilu Atanosin Lo Gargaros Grogras Achas. Give him something small. Shenemar Al Yashav Dach Nichlam. He quotes that pasuk. Repinkus in Sharim B'Tfila, on Pesach Divav, he says, the Rambam says here that you can't let him, you have to give him something. But the Rambam also passes like the Gemara in Ksubis that says, if an Ani asks you, you have to give him what he's used to. If he's used to having a horse right in front of him, he's used to having servants, you have to be mashlam as chisaron, right? Dei machzer ashi yachzerlo. So what's the difference? So Rambam says it depends how they're asking. An Ani hamachazer, you see, he's knocking on all the doors, so it's not your responsibility exclusively. So just give him a little bit. The other case is where somebody comes to you and says, you're the only one, I need you, you're the only one who can help me, then you have to give him everything. Cesar Pinkus, we have to be like the latter, mevakish, when it comes to tefillah. Tefillah la'ani kiyatov, right? We have to make sure that we're like the ani ve'evyon, the one that's saying, Hashem, you're the only one, so Hashem has to give us day machzero. We're not looking just for a little handout. We have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you are the only one, right? We have to do our hishtadlus, but recognize, but even behind that hishtadlus is really up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kuma Elokim ki riva rivecha. Hashem, get up, please. Fight your battles. Zachar cherpascha. Remember your embarrassment that we take for you, mine nava kol hayom, all day. This is what they say: al tishkach kol tzorarecha. Don't forget those sounds of those who cause tzaras for you. Sha'on kamecha ole tamid. Let the sound of those who rise up against you, that it always be in front of you. Hashem, please, we need your help. And that's how we have to recognize that He is in charge of the tzaras, right? Al chayom, av l'chalayla, and He's in charge of the geula as well. Okay, we'll stop here.